Bonking. Come on, Tessa.
No, I don't like it.
But you don't like bonking?
No, I'm too much of a prude.
This is going to be a tough podcast because Tess is a bit of a prude.
No, I'm not. I'm a sexy lady. Hello, and welcome to the podcast, everyone.
With me, Stevie, and sexy lady Tessa.
Yes.
This podcast is all about sex.
Wow.
What is sex? No, we're not going to answer those questions. Basically, our good pals at thedebrief.co.uk, for which this podcast is, should we say...
Dedicated?
Dedicated to, in name of. I mean, it is the Debrief podcast, yeah. So we are them. Have put together loads of questions that people are Googling. That's loads of questions that people are Googling. To basically answer some of them, because if you Googling, then that kind of implies that you're not asking your mates, you know? So
I ask Dr. Google all kinds of things all the time.
Me too.
And then sometimes it comes up, I think a question I think I'm asking for the first time, then it comes up purple like it's already been asked.
Oh,
and then
right.
It says, like,
yeah.
You last visited this site. And then you're like, remember? And then you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
You know it's bad when it says, you have visited this site many times.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beyond counting.
You obviously, like, forgot every time you've, like, crisis Googled in the middle of the night and then you forgot.
Yeah.
And you did it again.
What is sex? Many times, Stevie. Obviously, right, these aren't going to be the top Googled things because, oh my God, some of them are... I looked at some sex, am I pregnant? Like, things like
that. My favourite is the Reddit forum where people are like, I'm pregnant, but I've just had sex. Is there any chance my baby can be pregnant?
Oh,
it makes
great
me
question.
So sad.
The answer was no.
That woman's going to bring a child into the world.
Yeah.
No, there's somebody on there who's given like a very serious...
Russian doll syndrome.
Yeah, very serious answer. And then said like, yes... In some rare cases, your baby may be pregnant. It's called your baby's baby and is a beautiful thing.
And that girl has freaked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and been like, thanks so much for the answer, smiley face.
Oh, God. Well, that's the first myth we can bust. You can't get your own baby pregnant.
Not possible, guys. We do not have the time to explain why that is not
Again,
the case.
Again, just Google it or go and Reddit and look at that nice man's
Or just take
response.
It that no, the answer's no.
The answer's usually no. I mean, I've Googled a lot of things like, I've missed a pill and then had sex here and then have... And it's like, the answer is always...
I've had sex on the lawn.
Yeah, on the lawn. At a full moon. The answer is always just like, do a pregnancy test and if you're really unsure, go to your doctor. That's the answer every time.
And unfortunately, all the symptoms for everything are like fatigue, drowsiness, headache, and then like bloating, cramps.
That's
and
my
like,
life.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're like, oh, well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I get all the time. Yeah, so often, yeah, I've been hungover and I've like been to McDonald's the night before. And I'm like, well, I'm pregnant then. It's like, it's probably the amount of chips and the fact that you drank loads.
Can I do something gross early on?
All right.
No, too gross.
No, do it. Brace yourself.
I'm doing it's a website called... it's called like Name My Discharge or something. Disgusting.
Lovely.
Too gross?
No.
If you Google that, like, discharge, and then insert any adjective afterwards.
Discharge. Fun?
Can I tell you that Tom's body language is extremely tense?
Tom has melted into the floor. He's just a stone
Tom
man.
Tom is just creeping further back from the table, arms...
abtailing down the window.
He's so dead. I'm so
Tessa
sorry.
Tessa used the D word, and it wasn't dick.
No, it was discharge.
Discharge.
It's so gross, but when you do Google things like that, and it says, like, 68 million search results, you're like, yeah. Oh, that's something that people have panic Googled.
Yeah, definitely.
And unfortunately, one of the ones that's like, this particular type, because it changes throughout your cycle, didn't know, and then it's like, this one, either definitely not pregnant or definitely pregnant. You're like, well, that's no good to anyone, is it?
Oh, God. Yeah. It's hard. Before we start, what adult thing have you done this week?
Can I do yours instead?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Boop, boop, boop.
Okay, so you like to say it in the style of me. I'll be you. Oh, Stevie! Oh, what? That's what you sound like, yeah.
Oh, my name is Stevie.
Expensive.
Hello, and I don't want to do it in the style of you.
No, okay,
you'll
just
say, like,
do it.
I just did this little thing and it was a little...
That's fine. Tessa is going to tell you
I'm
my
tell
adult
it in a trumpeting way, so I'm very proud of you. I do run to do something called Tessa's Very Nice Comedy Jamboree, and some of you guys, you listeners, came to watch it. It was very exciting, but more importantly, it's a new material comedy night, and Stevie did some stand-up by herself, and I thought I was going to explode with pride because she'd listened to this really great podcast about fear.
I have.
And I was so proud of her. And then also, this week, I am going to watch my friend sing in a night because they listened to our podcast about fear and said, I've never let anybody come and see me sing. I've never told anyone I can, and I'm going to go and sing live in front of people. Would you like to come and watch?
That's so
and
brilliant.
It would be my honour. If
yes.
anything, I will be too supportive. You will be receiving my unmitigated support.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Well done. And thanks for telling everyone my one. What was your one?
I didn't have one. I was just yours.
Okay, let's just leave it there. Okay, I think it's very strong. Also, because I don't really have another one. So let's just leave it there. But sex. So the first question that people often Google are sex health benefits. So like, is sex good for my health? Actually, more specifically, sad things like, how many calories does sex burn? And you're like, go away. If that's what you're in it for, stop having sex and go on a treadmill.
Somebody once told me that how many points, Weight Watchers points, there were in having sex. And I said, that is the saddest thing I've ever
heard.
It's
really lame, isn't it? Also, the point, like, the actual answer is not many. So what you do, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to burn some calories, you have to be doing press-ups while you're doing it. Like, there's a reason that people go to the gym and they don't just have sex.
You don't see it so much anymore now, or maybe you do. But certainly when we were at school, on the front cover, it was like, best sex positions for crunching your abs.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that was obviously pre-actually having any sex.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
I suppose that's what sex is then.
Yeah, and then they were like, positions so you look thinner. Good grief.
Oh, that is
There
bad,
was a lot of that, like, and then the like, girls being like, I don't want to go on. No, and it was always like...
sure, I do them, but... Yeah.
No, it's so sad.
No, it is sad. No, but I mean, like, if you've eaten a particularly large amount of food, and you're like... I don't want to do that one where I'm flopping all over the place.
Get on top and then...
lean back.
Lean back
and then close his eyes. Yes. There we go. But there were quite a few, apart from the really over the top, if you have sex, you'll never get fired from your job headlines in magazines. I mean, I've never seen that one, but, you know, stupid ones.
So bold.
But things like, you know, that we all kind of know that it improves your pelvic floor if you have an orgasm during sex.
Does it?
Yes, because the contractions around the D, we'll be calling it from now on. I should point out, we're going to be talking about straight sex because neither of us have ever had gay sex, I don't think, apart from Tessa and myself.
Flopping her hair all over the shop like she might have done.
Like she flops herself all over the shop. But we are going to
focus
on that, unfortunately, because
we're so very boring. It's going to be very boring.
But it's for everyone because if you have an orgasm and you're having sex, whatever sex you're having, it's going to strengthen something, right? There we go.
Yeah, a good one.
Fine.
Yeah, lovely.
I'll stop trying to make everything fit. Also, some research says that it lowers your blood pressures if you've got high blood pressure. But interestingly, wanking doesn't.
No.
So you have to be with someone in order for it to
happen.
And
why do they think it is?
They don't actually know. They didn't say in the research. They just said, interestingly, those who masturbated didn't have the same response. And it was like, okay, well, there is something it's very emotionally different, isn't it? And I bet your body pumps out different stuff.
I would love to know that if your body knows there isn't someone there.
I feel like my body does. I don't get the kind of like cuddle hormone after
every time you do it by yourself. You're always like,
you're alone.
You're alone again. I once read that every orgasm boosted your immune system by 30%.
That's nice. Do you feel a cold coming on?
Yeah, my gentleman caller at the time, we used to high five afterwards and go, 30%. Way to go, everyone.
We got everyone else in the room.
Yeah, we'd all do it.
Yeah, I apparently can block pain as well. So headaches, so all that kind of, I can't tonight, honey. I've got a headache. Rubbish. It can stop
rubbish,
headaches.
Rubbish, madam.
Rubbish.
Shut up.
Headaches. Menstrual cramps, stomach pain in general. Weirdly, back and leg pain for both parties, for both gender.
That's wonderful. I think it's such a... obviously, it's so animalistic, but it's such like animal thing that I can understand that it blocks out just everything else.
Yeah, because it's really important.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is the most important thing you were ever going to have to do. So if you've got a bit of a sore back, I'm afraid we're going to block
that. Yeah,
so
it's like how, like, even if you're in pain, you could run away from a... you could run, or you could, like, fear and any sort of heightened emotion.
Yeah. Yeah,
blocks
adrenaline.
Everything else. Adrenaline.
I did a really scary thing. I had, like, a scary audition over the weekend, and I went into the audition. If you've listened to the last podcast we did on... poor pooing. I was a strong 7 and I felt like I was going to explode. And then I was like, I can't. I told the guys, like, I can't do this. I need the lube. I said, I need a wee really badly. I didn't. And it immediately went away. The adrenaline kicked in and I immediately went away. And I didn't go for like the rest of the day. Like,
yes. Tell
where
people,
did it go?
Tell people your theory about your... No one will ever poo themselves on the stage.
You've got an outer sphincter and an inner sphincter.
Yeah, yeah. Stevie had this idea that your inner sphincter...
It's not an idea. I read about it.
Yeah,
in
sure.
Fight or flight, one of them, and I can't remember which one, just basically tightens up and blocks up for fight or flight. The other one's still open and like, guys, why are you feeding me?
I'm ready.
What's a sphincter gonna do to get some shit around here? But so you kind of physically can't, specifically so you don't shit yourself when a tiger is running after you.
Yeah, because bang.
Beforehand, your body wants to expel all of that.
Yeah, because it knows it's about to start running.
But cavemen must have been horrific to observe, wasn't it?
So much danger in their everyday life. Being like,
we need to stop, right? We need to stop talking about this and go into another thing, sex, bringing it back to sex. Prolactin is released after sex, which causes relaxation and sleepiness, more so in men than women, as any woman will know when the man falls asleep after giving us some loving. Do you fall asleep or are you like, oh, I've had sex?
One time I did that, Stevie. No, mixed bag. So sometimes I've got a lot of admin to do afterwards.
Yeah.
Here comes some science. The idea about that falling asleep thing is this idea that you want to keep it for gravity. You want to keep that old sperms
up your body,
and not, you don't want to get up and have them all drop out. So your body makes you lie flat and still, and
so
let them
give
them a bigger chance to get up there.
That's it, because they used to say that the female orgasm, the contractions, was to squeeze the squeeze the sperm up you.
Yeah.
But that's a lie. That's a myth.
They called it the upsuck hypothesis.
Yes, they did. And
dreadful
it was like
name.
And because there's just not that much research into it. But now, you must know this, but now they think, which I love this theory, they think that the female orgasm is a selection-based thing. So if a man, because it's a little more tricky to make, not all women, but some women, like there's a statistic like 30% of women can come through vaginal sex. I don't know how to put on a silly game show host voice because it's so the word horrible. Vaginal sex is awful.
Yes. Vaginal sex! It's so disgusting.
I have to say it like that. The other 70% need clitoral stimulation! Thank you. And so it takes a little bit more care and attention to make many women come. So women can use that to say, well, this man is probably going to be very caring and attentive to my children. Mm. Like, he's going to be a good father.
It's good stuff.
So guys who are more likely to take the time, whether if it's just like jackhammering away, to use an American expression, then they're probably just not going to care about your kids.
Yeah, that's the theory. Yeah. Well, obviously, old Freud, he still makes out a lot of what we understand.
Still,
about.
He's alive today.
He's still alive, would you believe? And he's here today.
Hey.
Come on in. Hello, it's me.
No.
Well, for ages, he was of the idea that it wasn't even real. The female orgasm, of course, as everyone was at the time.
God.
And it's been a difficult millennia. Freud believed that a clitoral orgasm was an immature one and a vaginal one was the mature one. So you had to grow out of a clitoral one to a vaginal one. That was what you were aiming for.
That's why women went mad in that period of time.
Absolutely nuts.
Like, I remember being like, I'm not normal. Oh, well, I'm of the 70%. But no one tells you this. No one goes, by the way, if it goes in, it's not like porn. You're not going to be like, oh, yeah, mama. Like, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, that's nice. Anything else?
At best, fine.
At best, fine.
That's the thing. And even if today, in 2017, where Google is so heavily Googled and the people don't know, you know, about their own body, and that's today, imagine what it was like.
Like 1862.
Yeah, people. It must have been a living nightmare because you never had sex with anybody else. You only had your current partner as your husband.
Yeah, unless you're a man, then you had your mistresses.
So you had loads of options.
But it's quite easy to figure out the male thing. You know, when you're a 13-year-old boy, it's like, well, I'll do this, and then that happens. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, so simple. So then for you, just assume that a woman is going to be exactly as easy. And also then,
yeah, which is fair
and
enough.
Then also, some of them are dealing with a time when it was thought that women in any way enjoying sex was disgusting. And
of
so therefore
course.
They were just expected to sit there.
I still think it's disgusting.
Of course. Napoleon Bonaparte's wife, Josephine.
Bonaparte.
Decided that. Yeah.
Tom had a giggle.
Yeah.
At the word boner.
It's about the word apart as well. It's about that she decided her clitoris was too far apart. And so she had an operation to move it closer.
Oh, that must be painful.
I know, right? What a nightmare.
That is the thing, though, because.
And then she moved it back again.
Oh, God. Would you stop, Joanna? Yeah. What's her name?
Josephine.
That is the thing, though. There is a. Women, obviously, vaginas go in all shapes and sizes. And the reason they think that the 30%. can come from vaginal stimulation is because actually it's not. It actually is still clitoral stimulation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just really close.
Just in a different
it's really, like,
place.
On it. Like, hello.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. And that's my impression of a woman's clitoris. Well, because it's very close to the vagina.
The clitoris is obviously that button, but it's also
a huge thing.
like the coral reef options. And then it's like that iceberg goes all the way around and is very exciting and obviously full of a thousand nerve
endings. That's what the G-spot is, apparently. It's just the other end of
your... The other end of your clitoris.
Clitoris.
But once it's inside, up there, it's got, because that place is going to push out a baby, and therefore it's like, well, don't put the pain receptors in here. Like, so therefore it doesn't have anything up to, not a lot up there, because it's going to do something
quite major
later on. It doesn't have anything. You can't feel it.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. So therefore, once the old D's in there,
yes,
less going on for your lady.
Yeah.
There's less. I'm saying
right, there's
not
less
as much,
nerve endings.
There's less nerve endings.
The further
endings,
up your vagina go.
Exactly right.
That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Right?
Learning.
So much learning.
So much learning. Actually, that kind of leads on to quite a quick section. I don't know if you have any contributions, but I just Googled some because I don't have any sex toys. I shouldn't really say that, but I don't. But we wanted, a lot of Googling is about like really cheap sex toys. And it's quite a bad idea to get like a cheap vibrator because it might just, you know, spiral off up you. It won't. It will not do that. But it just won't work and it won't be particularly good. But there's a couple that are featured on the Debrief website. And also I Googled around like Love Honey and that sort of stuff.
Love Honey are excellent.
Yeah, and they're not scary. I think that my problem is
very
that
fun.
I've
very
been like, okay, yeah, maybe I'll have a... What is that? Why is it doing that? And it looks like some, you know, but it's like pink and got these weird balls all over.
Well,
and you're like,
we were teenagers, they opened an Ann Summers beside our school. No, it was just in town.
Yeah.
And I remember going to like buy a joke present for somebody. And I remember having to like wait outside because it was so horrible. And then inside, it was just so terrifying.
Hi, can I have a dild, please?
A dild?
Yeah, that's what I call a dild.
I don't think the professionals in the shop are going to...
Can I have a sweet, sweet dild?
But they sort of get that sense they'll shout at you and be like, what, are you prude about it? And you're like, no, I'm just new. No, I don't have one. I think I'm ready now to...
Explore.
To try it.
Same.
Live on this podcast.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, if you wanted to get some cheap ones,
yes,
and
please.
Everyone listening is like, I don't have £70 to spend on something that looks like it is on a
also,
Ridley Scott film.
It's the ultimate can't send it back.
You can. That is so true. I've got the receipt. Don't care.
Don't care.
Absolutely. I will not take that risk. Thank you.
There is not a second-hand shop for them.
No way. So, Love Honey, I've got two. There's one that is $5.99 called the Mini G-Spot Bullet, which is basically a bullet, but it's got like the little tip at the end that's a little bit curved. Bit scary for me. And as we said, like, it's not your G-spot, it's the other side of your goddamn clit.
I hate that word.
It's a bad word. And I just...
No, I don't like it.
Clitoris.
That's nicer.
It sounds like a flower, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hit.
Ladies, I firmly believe that this is the part of the problem, is there are no nice words for women.
Yeah, fun bulb.
Fun bulb?
No.
Like a light bulb?
Okay.
A fun pocket.
It's not a pocket.
It is.
Your clitoris.
Oh, sorry. The whole area. The whole thing.
I'm not calling my vagina
like
a fun bulb.
Any of the vagina, clitoris, any
no,
of the stuff.
No, but vagina's like, okay, because you can call it like, oh, actually, that's true.
But whereas like men have got like willy, dick, balls.
Oh, yeah. They are different things, your balls and your dick.
Yeah, but the whole yes.
The whole area's got
a
lot of fun stuff.
I've done it. you're Jack and Roger. Carrot and two veg.
Yes. Well, then the bean.
Oh, yeah, the bean's fine.
We can like refer to it as the bean.
Magic bean.
As we know, the G-spot is just another part of the bean. but they've also got a Love Honey Dream Bullet, which is $9.99. Bonus, it's really quiet, which is actually, I think, if you've got housemates or something, like, night.
It's not a drill.
Again, okay, sorry, I'll do that again. Bye. They still know what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
But Durex have got quite a lot. I remember when I was working at the Debrief as a staff writer and we used to get sent Durex stuff. But yes, they have quite a few nice and very inoffensive bullets that obviously if someone found them, they'd be like, that's a vibrator. But they can slip into your underwear drawer. And they're like $5.95. The best one apparently is called Durex Vibration Stimulation Toy. And it's mainly for your fun bulb. There's also like, you know, other...
I feel like vibration isn't something that you get in the wild and therefore...
Perhaps not, no. No, it does feel a little... It feels very like mechanical.
Yeah,
but that's
that said though, I've decided I'm going to try it.
Okay, Yeah, I'll try it as well. Let's do it separately. Let's not talk
ideally,
about it.
Ideally, yes, please. And never mention it.
Never mention it. But the point is, Pan Am do sex toys. They've got one called the Bullet. It's very, very simple, as you'd imagine. Comes with gel and wet wipes, which sounds gross, but how else are you going to clean it?
Don't put it in a dishwasher.
Oh, God.
I've just heard that's a thing people do.
Oh, my good Jesus, no. Can you imagine if you flatmate?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh! Okay, yeah, don't do that. But there's a writer for the sex blog Sexbox, and she reviewed it and said, it's no different to something you would pay hundreds of pounds for. So I'd say,
great.
If you're going to go for it and you're not sure if you want one, go for a pound one.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Ease yourself in.
Yeah.
A gateway drug. If you will.
Drug to vibes and dildes. I just like calling them dildes because it's just the most
much nicer word.
It's a much nicer word. Dildo.
Horrid.
Like, who the f*** came up with that?
See, some of the words are so horrible.
Dildo.
Dildo.
Stop it.
The dildo of Sauron.
Stop that.
Just Sauron's dildo, guys. What?
I would use that just out of curiosity.
Sauron's dildo. It's got big eye.
Yeah, I'd do it.
I'd put that near me.
And all of darkness explodes out of it.
Other things that people have been Googling, which is relevant. Do you have any other cheap sex toys? Sex positions.
Mm.
Basically, there are so many websites and none of them make any difference. They basically should get rid of all of the complicated lists, the diagrams, and just replace all of them with grind, don't bob. That's basically...
grind, don't bob.
Yeah.
You should do an impression of a bob. And a grind?
Oh, I don't want to.
So you're saying don't go up and down?
Basically, if you jump up and down, like, okay, so say if
the
you're...
The bob for everyone listening was like Stevie on a space hopper.
I'm on a space hopper. I'm going directly vertical.
You refuse to do the grind.
Yeah. Grind is like you're having a dance. It's all about the hips, and also it's all about putting your front bulb
right.
where it needs to be.
Does he like bobbing? So sorry. Sorry, Tom.
Tom needs to hear this.
Tom's waved me in because I was too far away from the mic, but also...
I can't hear if you like bobbing or not.
Do gentlemen like bobbing, though?
The peen, I'm calling it a peen now, will be against the walls of your vag. It's a pleasurable experience for both. It's not like when you grind, it's like, where have you gone? Like, you're still essentially in the same situation.
Yeah.
And if anything, you're giving it more texture inside. But also, it's just about leaning forward.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on top. That's what I'm talking about. I feel sick. I haven't done it. I'm talking about on top.
I did it once through a sheet. We all shook hands and left.
Very like my first time. But no, I am talking about what I've read about. All of the positions are like, and then you do this complicated thing. Then just lean forward and grind your on him, you know? So that's
basically, that is
the key. If you're not able to have an orgasm through sex, that's the key. You know, turn around and get his leg in the... No, like that's just going to make you more scared because all the admin is the death of an orgasm.
Have you ever done the jackhammer?
If you mean just someone just having sex then yes.
Him completely stood on the...
What are you doing at this point?
You're being a jackhammer drill. your head's on the bed but nothing else because you're in a headstand.
Yeah, I think that's the best way for people who are worried about coming. I think that's the thing you should start with.
Laughing so much and then being like, all books about like new positions to try is so stupid.
It's so stupid. Because
you're like, this is so much faff.
I find any admin to be completely pointless. And actually, people who can't come during sex or are trying, especially like, oh my God, like in your early 20s, your late teens, you're like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
yes.
It's really hard.
And because you're fed this constant idea of 101 positions to try and like 18 ways to make him orgasm. No,
he's fine.
He's absolutely fine.
And also, you won't be fine if you follow that advice. Because
you read all this insane literature and also like, how to be good in bed. Exactly, and you feel like a failure. Whereas really, the answer to any of those things is like trial and error. And you're never going to be... It's just like working yourself out, working out your partner.
Yeah.
Having a nice, relaxed time.
Yeah, that's...
Admin free.
Yeah, having a nice, relaxed time. And if you can't have a nice, relaxed time, then... Arguably, you're maybe not with the right person.
No, and if you can't talk and if you can't say, that's dreadful.
I don't want a jackhammer and a handstand anymore.
Darling, please, may we not do the jackhammer again tonight?
My head hurts.
The blood is rushing to my head. Like, if you can't talk and you can't say like, oh, that's nice, can you do that? Carry on.
Yeah, continue, please. And there's all these like articles being like, how to tell your man when he's doing something you don't... Like,
just tell him.
Just be like,
tell him with your mouth.
Yeah, say, oh, that doesn't feel great. Can you try? Like, so anyone who goes, oh, well, F you then, and leaves, like,
that's
well,
fine.
I mean, that's fine. Let them go on. Applaud yourself and have a lovely cake to celebrate.
Like you got rid of another bad one.
Yeah, congratulations, you've got rid of a bad one. But there's so many funny things. Like, there's one that's like, essentially, they like should have called it leg boning. Oh, it was basically like reverse cowgirl, but then you just like get him to pull his leg up in the air.
You pull his leg
up? Pull his leg up in the air. And again, grind on his leg. And it was like,
On his leg?
So basically, yeah, reverse cowgirl, but you've got one leg on one side of his leg and then one leg in between his legs.
Yeah.
So then the best thing is, so you'll essentially be straddling one of his knees. For visualization's sake, let's imagine there's a clock over his body with a 12 at the head. If he's straddling his right leg, your body will be pointing at about 7:30. And his left leg, if you turn towards 4:30, then you're going to rock back and forth, rubbing against his upper thigh and pubic area. Like, that is the least sex. Imagine, like, whoa, the clock. Okay.
Like, I think because we got this idea that, like, it's sex is hard to do, and also there's this, like, this unobtainable nirvana out there.
Yeah, there's a key.
Then, therefore, we just have this, like, absurd industry, huge industry.
Yeah, we've been talking about clocks. And that's why, actually, I will recommend wholeheartedly the debrief sex section, because it's very normal. And it's all things like sex toys. If you're scared of sex toys, and, like, we've not done a, how to orgasm in, like, a million positions.
Have a good go.
Find someone you really find attractive. Have a fun time.
Have a practice,
yeah.
Do you want some more science?
Yeah, I'd love some science.
So, because we've stood up and we used to be on all fours, however many million years ago when we would have been on all fours and our pelvis would have been much more tipped out and therefore, like, sex would have been way easier, way quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Babies came out much earlier. Just, like, childbirth would have been, like, pop them out.
Oh,
no bother.
That's so interesting.
So, lots of the other primates have got, like, a much more, like, swelling, big front bottom where everything is much further out and sex is much easier. We tipped up, like our pelvis tipped underneath.
And then our vag went under.
Which made childbirth such harder. Vag went underneath and further up inside.
Wow.
So everything just became way...
We've sort of done it to ourselves, haven't we?
We've done the damage. But his equipment has changed much less. He's working with Windows and you've got a Mac. It's a nightmare.
Essentially, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I suppose because everything's
out. He's got the original system.
God, the original gangster.
He's the original gangster. And you've got a complicated vag, so.
How sad.
Do your best, everyone.
Porn.
Yes, please.
That's something that's searched a lot.
Oh, baby.
Because that's a thing, isn't it? I've got a complicated relationship with that old friend. I call porn my old friend.
Okay.
That's the first complicated complication,
okay.
If I'm honest.
I can see the problems.
I can't go into the actual industry and all that sort of stuff because we can just agree that there are certain videos that you watch and you go, that woman is sad. And how is she having an orgasm from a man wiping over her face? Do you know what I mean? Like, that sort of thing. Like,
that's a sad lady.
Some are having a great time. Some are having a lovely time. And it's with me talking to a lot of my friends about porn watching and all that sort of thing. It always tends to be, right, we'll devote a good 20 minutes to finding something that doesn't make you want to kill yourself. Then get your jollies off. Like,
Yeah.
Again, a lot of admins. And also, interestingly, every year, the Pornhub stats say that straight women watch lesbian sex overwhelmingly.
Oh, my goodness. So two things. One is that a gentleman caller, we got not into watching porn, but we certainly experimented.
Yeah.
And he would have to cover up the screen with post-it notes around it.
Adverts
in case
like,
horrible. Oh. So we'd have found something like from the 70s and it would always be called like Susan and Ginger bake a cake. And then it would always be like two ladies baking a cake. They'd have a great time. Then maybe like the man would come in.
Yeah.
A lot of narrative for me.
Yeah.
And crucially, everyone having an absolutely lovely time.
I like the ones where it's an actual couple. They all are having a nice time. I can see where I slot in here. Like, you can imagine yourself having
a
nice time.
Also, I think this is part of the thing is, like, we watch it being like, oh, yeah, I can. So if you're watching two girls, you're like, well, I can watch both and they're both having a great time.
Yeah, they're both having a great time.
I'm both of those girls.
Yeah, because guys,
whereas if you're watching
a
girl, A, being like having someone wanking on her face, you're like, good Lord, no.
Yeah,
I don't want to be that girl.
Because a lot of porn is made for guys. So the guys are, even if they don't realise, subconsciously inserting themselves into, that guy.
Yeah, so if they're watching a blowjob, they're like, lovely, I'm having a blowjob now. Whereas the girl is like, oh, what's for tea? I'm having doing a blowjob.
Yeah, I don't want to...
Yeah, you always
skip... In my wildest fantasy.
No, that's not... I'm like, oh, I want to watch that, please.
yeah,
skip forward from that. The language that we use on porn is that, like, horrible, like, hot, naughty schoolgirl gets plowed.
Barely legal. You're like, oh,
barely legal. It's never
legal.
Like, absolutely lovely couple, have a good time. You
yes.
know?
I'd like that.
I was going to say, there are two great websites. One is called ladycheeky.com. Terrible name.
I wish they'd come up with a better name.
Yeah, dreadful name.
It's just something like, it's porn.
It's a Tumblr.
Okay.
So it's just sort of user upload. I believe it's got somebody in charge. There must be.
Yeah. Lady Cheeky.
Lady Cheeky herself. The Queen. Lady Cheeky.
The Queen. I'm the Queen.
So, by the way, the Queen has her own Tumblr.
It's fascinating,
that, isn't it? And it, so it's a Tumblr, and some of it is stories, user-uploaded stories.
Oh, because apparently women get way more turned on by...
Like reading something and listening to something. Some of them are stories, and then some of them are user pictures, and then some of them are just, like, really great GIFs from porn, which you think you'd be like, I don't want a GIF. Some of the GIFs are... excellent. They're just really, really great. And then also they'll just be users being like, this is a really great video. Try this out.
So you don't have to like trawl through the sadness.
There's nothing dreadful there. There's always just like really good, very sexy stuff. Yeah. It's lovely.
That's really
nice. And it's always a female created space. And it has all kinds of different things. And people will be like, this is what I'm into. This is this.
Which
I'm is looking
the
for
point.
This.
Like it doesn't have to be particularly, you know, there's not... any rules or like regulations about what female-friendly porn should be, apart from it should just be a female... Because porn is a male space. It just is. And no matter how much they try and change it, you can't help it. You are watching someone else's fantasy and trying to get off on it.
Another great one is Orgasmic Tips for Girls. Again, odd name.
Yeah, sounds like it's for like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, right? Again, it's free and it has that similar sort of just like user blog thing that a community have created.
Lovely.
Absolutely lovely.
I want to visit right now. I mean, I don't.
Don't go there.
I'll do it later.
Oh, and my final one.
Yes?
This is, you're not going to find yourself going there every day, but it is worth checking out. Something called Hysterical Literature. And that is really classy. Again, it's free. A very classy, well-shot black and white videos of very attractive people. Well, all kinds of people reading their favourite books while somebody goes down on them under the table.
I mean, that's funny.
Right?
Yeah, that's funny.
And it's just fantastic. And so they all finish.
Oh, really great. Yeah,
it's just very lovely. Like, it's nice. It's nice.
It's a nice watch. That
nice watch. You're not going to go there every day.
No, sure. Or maybe it just it becomes your thing and you do, in which case you can thank us later.
Because women can pretend that it's the end.
Yeah.
Nobody demands to watch it definitely happening.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
whereas it's really obvious that guys do. So
yeah, of course,
you kind of have to see that.
There's the proof.
Whereas girls just have to go, yes, a bit.
And then that's
everyone's
the end.
Presumes.
Everyone's like, well, brilliant, that's
the
done.
The amount of videos I'm seeing, I mean, the amount, no. But like where you're like, that girl didn't have an orgasm there.
No, of course not.
Ah, it's such and an obvious like, faking.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Yeah, look, she was saying, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
she was saying, oh, yeah.
I just did it then and I didn't. Just so you know, well, that
was
wasn't that? Me having an orgasm.
Wow,
no.
Was that fake?
Yeah, that was fake.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And again?
Yeah, and again.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
oh, my
fake.
God. You're a champion at
it. It's really easy. And also, that's the thing. Women, when they're younger, often become champions at faking. Because with one-night stands and things, young guys that don't, like, as we were saying before, don't know that it requires a little bit of extra care and attention.
Yeah, but quite frankly, if you aren't prepared to talk to a person, you should be not be putting your nude genitals
That is true. But one-night stands do happen and they are fun and then they are often disappointing like because you're like, well, where was my fun bit, you know?
Yeah, so I think you just have to be, in like not a demanding bad way, but I think you just have to
demand
be...
Demand it.
Yeah, you just have to be a bit demanding and like, well, this is a two-person game.
Yeah, lovely.
This
now
is a
my
two-player
turn,
shooter.
The other thing is sexual chemistry.
Mm.
Which I think is very interesting. And also, I was trying to do loads of research on it. People are asking questions like, what is sexual chemistry? How can I get it? It's like, you can't get it. Like, that's the point. It's completely...
People ask that, do they?
Yeah. I think people are very interested in, like, how and why they're attracted to some, like, bad people, why they're attracted to this person, not this person, that sort of vibe. And I was looking... I was just trying to find one study or one paper that definitively says what it is and where it comes from. And there isn't one because they don't know.
They don't know.
And it's very frustrating. But they do think that it's completely unique to our individual... genetic makeup. So like you can say, you know, people who are tall. And like if you've got brown eyes, you'll be more attracted to a man who is helpful around the house. Or you know, that's stupid stuff. It's like, no, that's all rubbish. It's always about, this woman was saying, but it's a mixture of attractiveness cues that you've picked up from like friends, media, film, being like, this person is attractive. This is the attractive sort of person. And a mixture of imprinting. So like the first time you saw porn, what did the person look like on the screen? Or like when you were a baby, if like a family friend gave you a cuddle and they had like really nice hair, you've got a thing for hair. And then other people were saying that the key is sexual tension and frustration, which I think is bullshit because I don't think it's always because of that. I think that just helps. Like you have attraction anyway, and then, oh, but to a cunt, it's secret, becomes really fun, obviously. But I don't think that can't be the only thing. But they all kind of agree that a lot about like releasing pheromones is the pheromone thing. And there was a study that showed that women can smell how symmetrical a man's face is. So they did this thing where they got like, there's men basically like sweat on clothes and they got women to smell them. And overwhelmingly, the women could identify the men who had the most symmetrical faces, which is supposed to be attractiveness. And even weirder, 60% of men rated photos of women's faces at peak fertility to be more attractive. So men can sense how fertile you are. So that also plays a huge part in that as well.
That's so exciting. We have something called hidden oestrus, which we are one of the very few mammals that have it because everyone else, like your dog going on heat. So loads of other animals are very clear about, hello, it's my time.
I'm presenting.
Yes, please. Whereas human females don't have that. And we are receptive 24/7. We're always up for it.
Absolutely.
But we lack that like that fertile peak where we, you know, in loads of other animals, we're saying like, yes, now is my time. But we are still giving out tiny signals that it's our time. Men being able to spot, you know, feeling.
That we don't even know we're doing.
No, that we don't know what we're doing.
Like what this, sort of signals are there?
Exactly like you're saying, like the pheromones, right. Your sweat, that is not like, oh, his sweat smells nicer or her sweat smells nicer. It's a smell you can't realise it. It's so stupid. We're a mess. And men being able to like liking a face at a certain time in her.
Yeah, apparently our voices change.
Your voice changes. All those like little tiny things that we don't realise, but we are like subconsciously picking up on.
I love that.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Not very helpful.
Oh no, fully unhelpful. But also you can work out when your most fertile period is.
Because when you're looking absolutely banging and symmetrical.
No, you can count back from your actual period because it's in the middle of your cycle. Mm. There's all those apps and stuff. So you could just like, when you're fertile, just go on a big Tinder date rampage.
Stay careful, stay protected.
Stay safe, wrap up, warm.
Wrap up warm and is wang.
Wrap his wang up warm. Put a coat on his wang. That's all that's
the message here. Yeah, at your most attractive, you're also at your most fertile. But be careful with your one night stands out there, everyone.
Yes. Yeah, that was really, really fun. If you have any ideas of other podcasts or other questions or things like that that you'd want us to tackle in the future, then send us an email, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk, or tweet me @StevieM. The S is sexily a 5.
Mine is @TessaCoates, 2 S's for sexy, sexy. And then an S at the end.
Or @TheDebrief.
No S's.
No S's, because it's not sexy, but it is.
Serious.
Serious. And yeah, if you like the podcast or you're enjoying the series as a whole, then please rate and review it on iTunes, because that helps us, apparently. I don't know how, but everyone keeps talking about it and telling me to say it, so I will.
Thank you so much for those people who have reviewed us and people who have sent us lovely emails. They make my heart explode.
Yeah, Tessa can't cope. I love them so much.
I can't cope because it's just so nice, and it's been lovely to hear from you, and we love you. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Have an excellent week, old friends.
Have a lovely time and stay safe. Stay sexy.
Put a coat on his dick.